ဝရိဒာဒိနိဒာဒနိဇပိန်သံတိဝဂျိဒာဂျတိရှင်နောင်ဒီဂျတိအောင်မဆံတိတုံနိညီဝလာမိကလေတိလာဒာလာမိကြည်လေကဒါဒဂုရကြည်လေကညီရှိတိနောင်ကတံဘောလာမိကြည်လေကတေလာဝဂျိဒာရှိယောပနောင်ကတံဘောလံကွန်ဘိနောရံတေချာအောင်ကကုဒီတုံနိဒာညီဝတံစိနောင်တံဘာတပရိချာဝဒညီဝဒီဘယန်ဒုဒန္ဒနာညီဝနောစိ တောင်းကုတ်ဒီစခိလောင်ဝတ္တံစိတော်တံပါဆောင်းအားလားသုံးပရရှိနီဂုမ္နာငွဒုံတို့ကြည်ဆောင်တို့ရဲဝရကြောင့်ဒီကဝမောင်ပေါ်ဘေကြောင့်ငွဒုံမဒုပရမစီတန်ရူဇံယောဟောဒန်ညေပရကဝရဆောင်းဤအောင်ကုတ်ဒန်နုဒ္ဓရှိမသောတရာပြန်ရှိဝရရှိနီတံစိတော်တံစိတော်တံပါဆောက်တော်ဒုတိဆောင်ကူရာခြေပဲတဲ့စတောင်းကမကူရာမေပတော်ဘူးရှာရှင် တံပါရင်ဒီမှာကုဝရံမေပတ်ကြောင့်လည်းရောချုပ်ကဲကျင်တဲ့ဆက်သမ်းကြီးရှိကြွယ်ရရှိသည့်ဟောယောင်သောသုံးကြီးဒီတံပါမှာကုဝရဆောင်းနာနမ်ကွန်ပါချေမရှိကြောင့်ကြွယ်ဒနံဟောတဲ့ကြတုသင်ကြည်တဲ့ညံချောင်းတပရဆောင်းခြင်းဒါတနည်းဆောင်းသုံးရရကြောင့်ဒီယန္တာကျက်သမ်းဘေးကြောင့်ငံတို့တံဝရင်ကြည့်ရှိရောစေဟောကြည့်တန်းဒီ ဒါလည်းမိကောင်ရင်ပဲရင်သူကြည့်ဒါမိကောင်လားအောင်ကတိစခိလောင်ဝတ်ဒီဒါဒုံဘဇနာတေလာချောင်းကျူးစံပြီးဒုံဘတာငှောကြည့်ဒုံဘညီရယင်သူဟောကြည့်ဒါချောင်းကျူးစံပြီးဒါဒုံဘနာမျိုးဒီဒါထန်တုဒဇောနာယူရီသဘေတောင်းဝကျူးကြည့်ညီကြည့်ရပြည့်ရှိသူဟောဒါတဆိုကြည့်ငင်းငီးရှိဟောဒါတနည်းငှောကြည့်ဒုံဘဒီကမ္နာဟောကြည့်ဒါသဘေတောင်းဝသတ်တောင်း ရင္ကတရင္ကရင္ကချေချေနိသတ္တံကျေယ။တရင္ကဆုစုလာကုရှေဂျမ္နဒရင္ကဆုစုတံစုကျေကောစေကျခေါင္နိ။ဝဂျိတတိတံလာဝန္နတဝံဘုကောစေယံ။ဝဂျိတတသုကံကဒီငင္ကြီးကြည်ပါတိဒါလမစံကဘချင်းဘူးစောမံကနောနာ။စောမံကဘတိနောနာဂျိ။ချောင်ကျုစံပြီဒါဒွံဘနာမျိုးတိရိ။ချောင်ကျုဂျောင်းလံဒတိစကွာတော။ ဟောကြည့်တဲ့တဏိတဲ့ငေါကြည့်လာမတန်စရတိလာမငါပြပါဟောတတိရရှိကြည့်ရရင်တည်းအောင်ကဝနောင်းနေရပါတည်စကွာတော့ဒီတတဏိစတောင်းကနာမျိုးတည်းရောင်းစုံဘုံကပါတိနောင်းနဲ့စတောင်းနာရှိစီကြည့်ဟောတတိတဲ့ကြောင့်စုံဘုံတဲ့ဇုနေရှိကွာရင်ပဲရင်တည်းတဏိရှာမွန်စင်းနဲ့တတောကြည့်ပါလာမငါပြပါနာရှိတော့ဟောတဲ့ငေါကလာမတန်စတိတိ
Now, we have already completed the presentation of the three lower tantras, and this morning we started with the presentation of the highest yoga tantra. This presentation of the highest yoga tantra is divided into two parts. The first one is dealing with the Arya system, which is the system of Guhya Samaja, and the second part is dealing with the system, the explanation of the system of the Kala Chakra. Looking into the first one, which is the general system of the highest yoga tantra, we will find in that four divisions. The first one is the way to become a suitable vessel to meditate on the path, and that includes an explanation of the different type of empowerments that one receives. And following that, we have the way to keep the vows and commitments. The third part is how to practice on the path, and the fourth part is the way to manifest the results of the practice. Having presented the first part, that was dealing with a way to become a suitable vessel and was explaining the different types of empowerments related to that, we come now to the second part, which has to do with keeping the vows and commitments pure. The text reads as follows. If one meditates on the path with effort to guard the commitments and vows taken at the time of the empowerment, one establishes the actual siddhis. Though one make exertion for many eons, yet one neglects the vows to be guarded, not only will one not establish the siddhis, it is stated that even a mere good migration will be hard to find. Therefore, having understood the advice given immediately on becoming a vessel through the empowerment, one needs to guard commitments and vows at the risk of one's life. Especially, one should make strong exertion not to be affected by root downfalls, and make exertion not to be affected by other downfalls. However, if they occur, one should restore them by confession according to the rite. That is because that is stated. It is stated that one will establish the supreme state within 7 or 16 lives, though one does not meditate on the path, if one guards oneself from being affected by downfalls, having obtained complete empowerment. It is stated that one will fall to the bad migrations, however much exertion one makes in other practices, though one neglects the vows to be guarded. This should be extensively known from the explanation of the 50 verses of Guru Devotion and the explanation of the root downfall and the cluster of siddhis. Now, it is stated very clearly here that one needs to guard well the vows and commitments that were taken at the time of the initiation. And as we said, that at the time of the empowerment, there are two levels of vows bestowed. The first level is the Bodhisattva vows, and the second one is the Tantric vows. Within the Bodhisattva vows, we need to be aware of the 18 root downfalls that might occur, as well as the 46 secondary. You can find those enumerated in the text of the six-session Guru Yoga. Now, concerning the Tantric vows, there are actually different subgroups of vows. We have the 14 root vows within that. Then we have a total of 18 vows that are related to the 5 Buddha lineages. And finally, we have what is called the 8 gross one. So again, we have a cluster of vows that come under the term Tantric vows. Now, you can look up those vows in various texts. So for example, we have the text of the 50 verses of Guru Devotion. You can find explanation of those things there. But you can also find explanation in Lama Tsongkhapa's Sumbum, the collected works. And in especially within that, we have the text that is called The Training of the Bodhisattvas. And in that, you can find the discussion of various vows. Also, particularly with regards to the root Tantric vows, there is one text called The Explanation of the Root Downfalls, and that again composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, and these are texts one can refer to in order to know those things in more detail. Now, we have already presented the first two parts related to the practices of the Hatha Yoga, to Hatha Yoga Tantra in general, and now we come to the third part, which is the way to practice the path. And now, remember that when we were dealing with the lower tantras, we divided the path in two parts. First of all, we talked about yoga with signs that included deity meditation, in which we visualized the deity. And then after that, we were engaging in what was called the yoga without signs. In this particular case, we were meditating on having transformed our own body, speech, and mind into the deity, into the form of the deity, and then further than that, meditating on the emptiness of that established deity. So within the context of the three lower tantras, we're using the terms yoga with signs and yoga without signs. Here, within the context of the highest yoga tantra, we are using a different terminology. And when we talk about the two stages of the path, we refer to the stage of generation and the stage of completion. But more or less, what is included within the practices of yoga with signs is similar practices will be found at the stage of generation. And more or less what is included within the practices that constitute the yoga without signs, you will find similar aspects of that within the completion stage. So following the text, it says how to practice the path. There are two in that. First of all is the method of meditating on the two stages, and the second is the practice swiftly extracting the benefit of these two. Now, on the method to meditate on the two stages, again, we have two, the method of meditating on the generation stage and the method of meditating on the completion stage. Now, we start, first of all, by presenting the generation stage, and the text starts by giving the definition of that and then presenting a debate that issues from that particular definition. So the definition that we have is given by Panchen Losang Chögyi Gelsen. So Panchen Losang Chögyi Gelsen states that the definition of the generation stage is a yoga that does not occur from entry, abidance, and dissolution of the winds in the central channel by the strength of meditation. This is the first part of the definition. But which matures the continuum for the completion stage, its result. This is the second part of the definition. And which meditates on any of the three, birth, death, and the intermediate state, through discernment, newly investigating any of their compatible aspects. So this part about meditating on any of the three is the last part of the definition. And please note this word any, because it doesn't say that you have to meditate on all three, just any of those three. Now, as I said, this is a particular definition that given by Panchen Losang Chögyi Gelsen, and then Nawam Peldon makes a comment to that, and he says, I think that he intends the main generation stage because it is not pervasive that the generation stage meditate on any, you know, it goes on and gives a reason, yeah? It doesn't, I think he intends that this to be for the main generation stage. Why this particular statement is made is because what Nawam Peldon is actually stating is that it's not that every generation stage actually fits this definition. This definition is mainly given on the basis of the system of Aryanagarjuna of Guhya Samaja, which presents also the completion stage of five stages, and from the point of view of the system of Hieruka, and from the point of view of the system of Yamantaka, but not for every generation stage of all the deities, just for those main ones. Now, so as we say here, there is some maybe a little bit of debate arising from this definition. It says, Nawam Palan says, I think he intends the main generation stage because it is not pervasive that the generation stage meditates on any of the compatible aspects of birth, death, and the intermediate state. That is because, first of all, yogas prior to the union with the knowledge concert do not meditate on any of the compatible aspects of the three, birth, death, and the death in the intermediate state, and two, because meditation on the protection wheel is not meditation on any of the compatible aspects of these three. Now, so the point is made here that there are certain parts that are considered to be generation stage, but they do not seem to include any meditation on any of those three compatible with the aspects of either the death or the birth or the bardo, right? So there are two examples given from that. One is the stages that come prior to engaging in union with a concert, and the other one is the wheel of protection. So the first part of the reason that has to do with yogas prior to union with a knowledge concert is established because we have, I'm sorry, I have left the phonetics of the Tibetan text. It's called the Graded Presentation of Guhya Samaja. It's a text that was composed by one of the students of Aryanagarjuna. And in that particular text, it extensively states that these yogas prior to union with the knowledge concert are applied in the context of attaining Buddhahood, but are not applied on the ordinary state, right? So these are things that you find in the state of Buddhahood. You're not find it in ordinary states. And the second part of the reason, which has to do with the meditation on the will of protection, is established because, again, that particular text states that the protection will is meditated on during the ordinary generation, ordinary stage, not generation stage, the ordinary stage. And since it is just a requisite or preliminary state to the actual basis of the generation state, it is not necessary that dharmas compatible with the ordinary stage are applied to them. So what he says here is that the will of protection is just a preliminary stage, is not the actual part of the generation stage. And as a preliminary stage, it doesn't really have to comply with this meditation of taking any of these aspects similar to death, bardo, and rebirth. Now, Rinpoche was actually saying, you know, when we talk about Arya Nagarjuna, he had a circle of five close disciples, and one of them was is the one who has composed this particular text, and his name was Arya or Acharya Nagabodhi. His name is Nagabodhi, the author of the text. It is mentioned actually that there is this particular location in the south of India that is associated with Arya Nagarjuna, and it said that this disciple, the Acharya Nagabodhi, has actually can still be found in this location. He still has not relinquished his body. Rinpoche was actually, since we mentioned that there were five close disciples of Arya Nagarjuna, we're trying to make a, to reconstruct the list of those five. We mentioned the first one, which is Nagabodhi. The second one is called Sangi Kyan. I can never remember the name, the Sanskrit name of this one. Buddha Palita. The third one is Arya Deva, and we only got up to the
Pabala,
Arya Deva. And the fourth one is the master Chandrakirti, although there was a bit of debate whether actually Chandrakirti directly met the master Nagarjuna, because they said he met master Nagarjuna when Nagarjuna was 400 years old. There is some debate about the, you know, historic person Nagarjuna, and some say that there was the Nagarjuna, the, let's say, the younger Nagarjuna, the elder, that there were two beings consecutive, you know, one that appeared earlier in history, one later. So, anyway, we got as far as number four on the list. Anyway, we're missing one, doesn't it? Baba Viveka? How do you say Baba Viveka? Nimuchila Baba Viveka Ayans. Baba Viveka, Sanskrit Tola.
No, okay.
Complete list. Yes, we say it's complete list now with Baba Viveka.
Ori da dina jida, da dini jida, da da go song adi, benjelo da jiyeng go yon.
Actually, within the text of Lama Chopa, we do have a particular verse that describes it. It is in the point of we're making the prayer, requesting prayer. We are requesting that we'll be able to quickly complete the stages of the path, and we have this particular verse. I can't recite it. That in the first line refers to the practice of generation stage, and the remaining three lines, they're referring to the practices of the completion stage. And there is an indirect reference to practices that meditate in aspects compatible to those three stages. So obviously the point is made here that this is not a definition of the generation stage that would cover all the practices and all the generation stages that you would find in different tantras, because we have two instances here. One is practices that are prior to the union of with the consort, and we have this other practice of the will of protection that they do not, they are considered to be not the actual part of the generation stage, but also if you look at another system, for example, the generation stage of the Kala Chakra system has different practices, and this definition would not cover practices of the generation stage of the Kala Chakra.
Tā chīrāṃ gā tsānyā tī mārī sāgā ngā kāpsā chīrāṃ sī jū tī kāp nī o tā jāngjā sāṃ, o tā jāngjī gā lāṃ chīr sāṃ, jāngvā nīvā kā sāṃ, tīndā jī mārā yālāṃ dī sāṃ āchār yuwā rī. Jāngjā sāṃ būtī chēshō, jī gā thamarā bā chēshō vār tū sāṃ būtī mārā jāngvā rī shabā ām, sāṃ mā sūyā gā yīn dī ngī. Tā tī jāngjī tī lāṃ chīr sāṃ būtī, tā nī chivā chukī chirvā lāṃ chī, vār tū nāṃ kī chirvā lāṃ chī, chivā chukī chirvā lāṃ chīr sī jī tī, o tā jāngjī kā lāṃ chīr sāṃ sī. Tā jāngvā nī vā tī, o tā chukī nāṃ kī chukī sāṃ yīn bā yīn tū, lāṃ chabā sāṃ sī nā sār tī yuwā rā vā, chē shī vār tū sī tū nā jāngjī sāṃ bū, jārvā kā sāṃ sī tū nī tū kā kā sāṃ bū, jāngjī sāṃ bū. Jirva kusam to jirva rambha sa tu chiva chukki chirva namchi, vardu namkki chirva namchi, chiva chukki chirva namchi si jangshi ti sambo, tinra thonti ngi. Oji ta tini tamarva nongwa tang shenpa ngkaya kwe, chita yinpa yendu tamar nongwa shen, trama kwen shang ti kanon lakrin chirva shen jilo osi, oda lama chabi sangsa ti teni chiram ka donga ham chen rawo ti teni ngi gungi.
Now, as we say that, from the definition, you can see that one main practice of the main thing that we're doing on the generation stage is to go through the process of purifying the three bases. We do that through three purifying paths in order to attain three purified results. And when we talk about the three bases that need to be purified, this is the ordinary death, the ordinary bardo, and the ordinary rebirth. These are purified by paths. We take a similitude of this as a similitude to the three bodies. And here we're talking about a similitude to the Dharma body, to the enjoyment body, and to the emanation body. And the resultant state that will come from that will be the establishment of those three actual bodies of the Buddha. Now, this corresponds very much with the verse that we have in Lama Chöpa, which talks about the purification of the three, the ordinary death, the bardo, and the rebirth, of taking those three into the path and of establishing the three bodies to the Buddha. It is done for the sake of overcoming or purifying ordinary appearances and grasping at those ordinary appearances.
Hori dati na jina, danti yoni yanti kula tokchu ji. Ji odan kyu dolen tongni da yon dala kachina riz. Ta sankur ta igi tongni tsenji ni zangya di. Ta rumanda chaba minchi ji namjur da. Namjur na jirem ngu ma yin di. Oji da jirem ye na kasam namjir kongyong rongwa ji gombi chabi shirasi. Ta da tongna ma chab zangya da. Chabi chardi chirambha jiji lam yena chiram yambi ma chabi chirna ma chabas. Chirambha jiji lam yena yon chiram yambi ma chabas on guivar. Oji tau trav diyesi na di jala na parishan thapa adan jiddi ahoma adan thamo lam thama yuvi charas. Jiga chirambha jena parishan thapa adan donga nigi thamo ga lam yon yuvar yas. Jiddi ahoma adan thamo ga lam yon yuvar yas. Oji da na dinda sinna dan do mani diyesi. Oji da chiram yena kasam lamji kanyo rongwa ji gombi ta ma chaba siya di. Ti chaba ya na chiram dabar sheba ta chiram dashi kan chen si ji di. Oji ta ti jani sanga ji ji yu di ni.
Now, there is a debate that is issued from that. So regarding that, one says, the protection wheel and yogas prior to union with the knowledge concert are not the actual generation stage, because it is pervasive that the generation stage meditates on taking any of the three bodies as the path. And then as a reason for that, as it says, that is because it is not pervasive that the path in the continuum of one on the stage of generation is the stage of generation. And now Pavlin gives an answer to that, saying that there's nothing wrong with your reason, but as for your initial assertion, we have a problem. So it says, there is no privation to your assertion. However, your reason is established because there are many common paths of the perfection vehicle and the lower tantras in their continuum. Right? So you can have paths of the lower tantras, you can have paths of the perfection vehicle. They can be included within the continuum of someone who's on the generation stage, but that does not make this particular path of the generation stage. So that so far is all right, but the initial assertion is unacceptable, and there is a reason given for that.
Now,
and the reason that Nawam Peldon gives in order to prove that the initial assertion is unacceptable is because he says it would contradict the explanation of the bonds of the four requisites of a sadhana and the four yogas and the six requisites and the three concentrations in the classification of the general bonds subsumed in the generation stage. So there is a number of practices that are mentioned here. They all have to do with, they're all classifications of practices of the generation stage. And apart from the six requisites or the six branches, Rinpoche would say, I can give you a brief presentation of the remaining ones.
Now, Rinpoche
was talking a little bit about the meaning of this particular word here, the bonds, the explanation of the bonds. I'm not sure if this is the best way to put it into English. I've tried three times to retranslate this passage, but I couldn't find with a better word. Now, look at this analogy, for example. If you want to hold your clothes together, you have your belt, and the belt is the thing that binds everything together. And here the idea is that we're looking at those different classifications. They're all, if you put them all together, they kind of summarize the practices of the generation stage. So maybe bond is not a good idea because it has other connotations, but I couldn't put a belt, and I don't know where to put a summarizer. I'm still looking for the word. Anyway, so let's look at the first one. We're talking about the four requisites of a sadhana. And in this one we have, as we say, four things. The first one is approximation. The second one is proximate accomplishment. The third one is accomplishment, and the fourth one is great accomplishment. Now we come to the next one, which is the four yogas. The four yogas are enumerated as following: yoga, subsequent yoga, the very yoga, And the fourth one is the great yoga. This particular terminology comes from the Liupa system of the Hieruka Tantra, and in this one we have an actual reference of the last one, the great yoga. So it is said that the completion stage of that particular system is also known by the term great yoga. And we understand from that that the previous three, the yoga, the subsequent yoga, and the very yoga, are actually preliminary stage, probably describing the generation stage rather
than the completion.
Now we come to the next one, which is the six requisites or the six branches. And Rishi was saying, I am, you know, right now he cannot give you a very detailed explanation, but very briefly to give you an idea. Usually we talk about the five Buddha lineages, but you know that this can be expanded into six Buddha lineages. And what happens is that we see the inestimable mansion of the mandala appearing in the aspect of each one of those Buddhas. So you start by visualizing the inestimable mansion as being in the aspect of Vairochana, and later on you change in your practice and you see the mansion appearing in the aspect of Akshobhya, Ranasambhava, and so on and so forth. This etymology and this information is information that you can find on the generations text that is composed by the second of the Panchen Lamas, the Panchen Losang Yeshe.
The commentary of the Sikh generation Jawa Jatsu, composed by Panchen Losang Yeshe. It expands general outline or general bond or general outline is there's six branches through that.
Now, the next one that actually appears in our list is the three types of concentration. And prior to getting into that, Rinpoche was saying that if actually we look into the system of Guhya Samaja, according to the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa, you will see that there is a list of 49 of those divisions. But here, we do not have the full list of 49s. We just have four branches and, four parts of the sadhana, and then we have six requisites, and then we have three concentrations. So we don't have the full list. Anyway, to mention the three types of concentrations, the first one is called the initially applied concentration, which is a brief type of condensing type of concentration. The second one is supreme victory mandala, and the third one is supreme victory activity. Now, if we follow as an example for the presentation of the three types of concentrations, the sadhana of Guhya Samaja, we say that the first type of concentration, it is a condensed, as we say, method of visualizing the deity. The system of Guhya Samaja has 32 deities, but in the beginning, the first type of concentration you do is made probably mainly just dealing with the main deity together with his consort, right? So it's a concentration that only includes a couple of main deities rather than going into details into all of them. The second one, the Supreme Victory Mandala, is actually establishing the mandala in which you put the seeds of all those deities. And the third one that is referred to by the term Supreme Victory Activity describes the activities of each one of those deities sending rays of light going out towards the environment and the sentient beings and then coming, returning back and being reabsorbed. And in this way you see the deities enacting various enlightened activities. So this describes it briefly, the three types of concentrations.
Anyway,
there's one last statement in this paragraph. It says these things should be extensively known through the stages of mantra. Then we continue with the classification of the generation stage, and in that there are two. First one is the yoga of coarse single recall, and the second one is the yoga of subtle investigation. We start with the first one, which is the yoga of coarse single recall, and it says that this is equivalent to the coarse generation stage because this text called the Bat of Precious Certainty, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, states that it is not called single recall because it recalls a deity on a single occasion, or recalls just a single deity, but because it recalls the deity singly, or recalls oneself and the deity as one. And because I wasn't sure I heard correctly the name of the author of this particular commentary, Rinpoche just clarified to me that it was indeed Lama Tsongkhapa who composed that, and then he mentioned that as for the commentary to the the commentary to the Samvaduba, to Guhya Samaja, the other text that is mentioned very often here, the illuminating lamp, that is composed by Dawa Trakpa.
Ojuda dinra yinba yindu, ojuda la nyanchuda dhinba yinla, tiyano chira la dharo nika gomba la njujang dhano tenang tenba rapo la yina juryo no shiwa ni da chirimla lhoba na thangmara na rapa rapa sarwa nangwa tingyanza la tingyanza chepa yindi chankur janchang manchi do shisong yichara si ta di lang to chong ta tongtang la chirim dharo sidi na တင်ပါကြရင်အတင်ရရင်ကွန်ခမတမဆောင်တဲ့ရရင်ကွန်ဂုံရာကြီးရရင်ကွန်ဂုံဇာနတိနောင်လာသမရာကြီးရိရင်တဲ့လာကြောင့်ကသိယောနာဒီဂုံရာဒီတင်ရရင်ကွန်ဂုံရာတင်ပါလာဂုံရာတဆိုကြီးရောက်ပန်းတော့ကြီးတို့မြမြပါဒီကြီးချွမ်းတော့လိုရတဲ့ဆောင်ကတင်တဲ့ဂုံရာလာကြီးကျင်းမရောက်ပါဆောင်ရာကြီးထာမိုးစတိနာရောက်ပါဒီတို့ကြီးမြကောတဲ့ချင်းနော်
So we go back again into this particular part of the text that is quoted here. So it says it is not called single recall because it recalls a deity on a single occasion or recalls just a single deity, but because it recalls the deity singly or recalls oneself and the deity as one. Though in general it engages in meditation on both the subtle and coarse, here it is the deity yoga of the coarse supporting mandala and supported deities. And when one trains in the generation stage, concentration to which the coarse clearly appear is generated because it is prior to the supreme victory in mandala. Now, Ramcha was saying, like, in other words, what we are saying here is that you start, first of all, on the generation stage by generating the inestimable mandala, the inestimable mansion, the mandala, and then in that you will have to place the number of deities according to the tantra that you're practicing. But when you do it in the beginning, you just do it in a coarse level. You will not be able to have full details, you will not be able to have stability and so forth. So as long as you can visualize things on a coarse level, you're at the coarse level of generation stage. Later on, as you become more familiar with the appearing object, as you gain more stability on that, you have the ability to visualize them not only more clearly, but more importantly, you can shrink them down. So you have a smaller inestimable mansion, and of course the deities that are within that will have to become much smaller as well. So that's roughly the division between the cross and the subtle generation stage.
ဟောဒီတဲ့တင်တဲ့ချီတော့တဲ့တင်ကြီးကျေရမရပါတင်တဲ့တန်ထမိုးတင်တဲ့ညွာတော့ကျေရမထမ်ကျေရမထဘတော့ကျူတီတင်ရောင်းတချို့ရမကြီးညကနတေလာသဘနာစီတင်ရရင်ကတော့တင်ပါလာညီကကျေရောင်းရုံချစ်စီကျူကျူဂုံးနဲ့တေလာကျေစံတင်ပေါ်တဲ့ကျောင်းရရင်တင်မြပတ်ဒီရောင်းကျေပွန်တော့ကြောင့်ရရင်ခေါင်းချောင်းရတော့ ဒီနောက်ကလာရောက်ချောင်းတောင်းနဲ့တေလာမှုကတော့ဟိုကြည့်တဲ့တင်ရတဲ့ဝရင်သူတေလာလောပနာစီကျူတဲ့ကျူတင်ပွန်တော်ကြောင့်နဲ့တေလာကျူကတေလာလေပါရနဲ့တင်းဒီဒီထမွေးနောင်းတဲ့ရရင်ခေါင်းတင်းနောင်းချစီကျူကိုတင်းနောင်းကလာဆူဆူရောင်းတေတံကိုကျူကလာကွန်ရတဲ့မကတင်ထရစုံရရင်သူသူလင်းထမွေးနောင်းတဲ့
Now, we continue with the second one, which is the yoga of subtle investigation, and it says that this is equivalent to the subtle generation stage because that test, the one that the bud of precious certainty, states that in order to train in that, one trains in conceptual yogas, such as meditating on the mandala inside a subtle drop. And here the subtle drop is to be seen at the size of a sesame seed. So the whole mandala has to be a little bit smaller than the sesame seed, and so on. And of course the deities within that have to be even smaller. Although conceptual or investigative yoga is the general name of the generation stage, in this context it is given the general name of subtle yoga. Now we use these two terms, state of generation and stage of completion, and it is important to look a little bit at the etymology of those terms. We talk about the state of generation, and with that we describe a stage where we generate things, we create things, we visualize things that were not there before. So we establish the inestimable mansion, we establish the deities in that. So with the power of our imagination, with the power of our visualization, we create, we generate all those things. And hence the name, generation stage. And it is said that another term we can use for that is the contrived yoga, because you make up things. Now, we're coming to the second stage, which is called the stage of completion. And it is said that in the stage of completion, actually, you're not creating anything you didn't have before. You already, since you are a being who was born out of the womb and you possess the six elements, you already possess a complete set of all the channels and the winds and the drops that circulate within you. All this is complete. And the reason why you engage in further practices is in order to bless the channels, the winds, and the drops. But you don't create anything, you don't fabricate anything anew, and for that reason, the completion stage is also called the uncontrived stage.